Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. And welcome to these USCCA Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. Safest radio studio in all of America, I can promise you that. You can put your money on that. You can bank on that. That is a fact. I've gotten some great emails. I hope I have an opportunity to get at them, but you just never know what every day is going to bring. So I want to ask you a question. I want to start with this. Clearly, we want to talk about the Supreme Court nominee, Judge Neil Gorsuch, 10th Circuit Court judge. But before we do that, I want to ask you a question. Have you done your homework? Have you done what I've been asking you to do for years? Have you signed up for the email alerts from the Every Town for Goofballs and the Moms Demand whatever and the Michael Bloombergs and even the Brady campaign, even though they're pretty much just a stain on American history anymore, desperately seeking some type of credibility? You know, Bloomberg blew right by them, had no use for them, took their key personnel. Yeah, I'm talking about Colin Goddard, stuff like that, and paid him big bucks to go over to lie for this organization instead of that organization. What a shame that is, by the way. But, you know, it is what it is. But have you done your homework? Have you done what I've asked you to do? And that is to sign up for these email blasts. Have you done this yet? I talked about one yesterday. Here's one today. You'd know everything. Now, I'm referring to, of course, Donald Trump nominated Judge Neil Gorsuch last night, very conservative. Been doing a lot of research on him today, finding out what we can. 100% confident. I want to read you a press release from the great Alan Gottlieb at the Second Amendment Foundation, who is going to no doubt be meeting Gorsuch at the Supreme Court. No doubt about it. He is going to be confirmed. Let me just put it that way. Don't believe all the bloviating you hear from the likes of, you know, these blowhards like Chuck Schumer and everybody. They can't stop anything. Nothing. They can stop nothing. He will be confirmed. Unless something catastrophic comes out about this guy, which it is not going to. He's already received full Senate confirmation at the 10th Circuit. 100% unanimous. So it'll be fun to watch the gun grabbers, who are the same as the Democrats, play tiddlywinks here and try to make themselves look relevant. The fact is they just have not figured out that America has blown by them yet. Meanwhile, the rest of America continues to move forward. They just continue to look like idiots. But here's what you need to know. Here's why I want you to pay attention to these things. Here's why I want you to read these emails. Here's why I want you to get on this list. You'll know everything you need to know from what I read you right now. Mark, this came from Every Town for Gun Safety, right? Came about 19 hours ago. Mark, the Senate Majority Leader said that any Supreme Court nominee would have to pass the NRA leadership's muster. And last summer, Trump swore never to let the NRA down. Notice how they go right to the NRA? The NRA has nothing to do with this. Trump made the pick. But it's NRA, big bad NRA. Badge of honor, by the way. Needless to say, there are some serious concerns about Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch. I don't have to read you anymore. I can tell you right now that that's all you need to know. But I'm going to read you more. But I want you to get the gist of what I'm telling you. If they oppose it, you love it. Because there's a reason they oppose it. They oppose it because they're castrated. They oppose it because he doesn't agree with them. He's not, their code word now, you hear Schumer using this, mainstream, that he has to be in the mainstream with his legal thinking. Mainstream to a Democrat means he needs to agree with us. That's what mainstream means to them. Gorsuch's record doesn't tell us too much about his view on guns. Let me interject here. Oh, but it does. Continuing. But here's what we do know. He has issued multiple decisions that have undermined our public safety, that have undermined our public safety. I thought it was undermined. Now, I've run this thing through multiple editors because I'm taking pieces out of this for columns that I write. And every one of them has corrected that to undermined, not underminded. But, you know, maybe they're wrong. I don't know. Starting at the beginning. The Senate Majority Leader said that any Supreme Court nominee would have to pass the NRA leadership's muster, and last summer Trump swore never to let the NRA down. Needless to say, there are some serious concerns about Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch. Gorsuch's record doesn't tell us too much about his view on guns, but here's what we do know. He has issued multiple decisions that have undermined our public safety laws and made it harder for law enforcement to prosecute criminals who illegally get guns. We need a Supreme Court justice who will uphold our strong laws, not enable the gun lobby's extreme and perverted vision of the Constitution. In black bold print, again, that's why we need Gorsuch to answer some tough questions on where he stands when it comes to guns. And of course, there's the underlined blue link, which when you click on it, asks you for DOEs. Tell your senator to demand answers from Trump's Supreme Court nominee about where he stands on guns. And it captures your email, and that's how they add to their list and claim that they have so many members. They don't have members. They have a collection of emails. While Gorsuch's record on guns isn't long, it does suggest that he's open to making it easier for some felons to have guns. The vast majority of Americans, including gun owners and NRA members, agree that we need to enforce the gun laws on our books. Here comes the but in bold black. But if his record is any clue, Gorsuch could make it harder for us to enforce public safety laws, laws that have been on our books for centuries. In recent years, the Supreme Court, including conservative Justice Scalia, has repeatedly reaffirmed that the Second Amendment doesn't conflict with common sense laws preventing dangerous people from getting guns. That's why we need to hold Trump's nominee accountable for his record and ask him whether or not he will uphold public safety laws that protect our communities. And then again, the proverbial blue link that asks you for DOEs. Send a message to your senators demanding they ask Gorsuch the tough questions Americans deserve answers to about where he stands on guns. Thank you for speaking up. John Feinblatt, President, Everytown for Gun Safety. Number one, loser. Okay. What does that tell you? Well, I submit to you that that tells you everything you need to know. Why? Because let me see if I can find, and I've had this out, but I've got to multitask here and it gets difficult. I don't want to lock up my computer. But let me head over here to Mr. Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, and the man whose organization, of which I am very proud to be a part of, over at the CCRKBA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, as a member of the Board of Directors, and sister Second Amendment Foundation, is the organization fighting in dozens of courtrooms across the country. You've heard him on the program talking about the gains that we're making. SAF impressed with Judge Neil Gorsuch for Supreme Court for immediate release. Bellevue, Washington. The Second Amendment Foundation today said that federal Judge Neil Gorsuch is an impressive choice to fill the vacancy of the U.S. Supreme Court, bringing with him a perspective on constitutional rights that reflects strongly on the man he will replace, late Justice Antonin Scalia. We are delighted at President Donald Trump's selection, said SAF founder and executive vice president Alan M. Gottlieb. Based on what we know and what others are saying about Judge Gorsuch, we can honestly say that there may not be a better candidate to fill the seat left vacant by Justice Scalia's passing last year. We're especially impressed with the fact that he has observed in a legal opinion that, quote, the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to own firearms and may not be infringed lightly. Now we'll go back to that, not be infringed lightly. That's going to be referred to as strict scrutiny, but we'll go there later. Judge Gorsuch definitely understands that firearms ownership is an American tradition, as noted in a case called United States v. Gomez Perez. President Trump has kept his word, Gottlieb continued, by nominating a superb high court candidate with an originalist approach to interpreting the Constitution and particularly the Bill of Rights as the founders intended. We are eager to see him confirmed, and we are hopeful that he will enjoy smooth sailing through the confirmation process. After all, he was confirmed unanimously by the Senate when he was appointed to the Tenth Circuit. Judge Gorsuch has an impressive background, bachelor's degree from Columbia. He goes on, Antonin Scalia was a remarkable justice with a fine legal mind. It is our impression that Gorsuch is cut from the same cloth. If he is confirmed by the Senate, we see no reason why that should not happen. It is our expectation that Neil Gorsuch will prove himself to be a tremendous addition to the court and among the wisest decisions in Donald Trump's presidency. Contrast that with the fear and lies from the first email I wrote you from John Feinblatt, president of Everytown for Gun Safety, America's number one lying group. We will be right back.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, back in these Armed American Radio, USCCA Daily Defense Studios. How the heck are you? It's great to have you here with me today. I hope you were paying attention to the contrast between those two emails, one being the press release from the great Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Say that really fast. I can. You try it. Get used to it. It's the sound of winning. But contrast that with Feinblatt over at Every Town for Gun Safety, which in and of itself, the name is a lie. It's nothing to do with gun safety. And I'd have a whole lot more respect for them if they just say Every Town for Gun Control. But I digress. Here's why this stuff matters. Because you see, they haven't gone away. Now, believe me, they are neutered, all right? They're desperate, desperate. I mean, just crazy desperate. As you're witnessing at the congressional and the Senate and House level now, you're just seeing utter desperation. They just cannot accept the fact that America has shunned them and is moving past them. But you have pockets of dopiness around the country. We played a video for you from Craig DeLuz in California, I think it was yesterday. Don't hold me to it. I'm losing track of my days. Too busy. Might have been a couple days ago. Might have been Monday. Don't know. But we played the audio for you, and it's the wall, the gun control wall that Bloomberg is trying to build out on the West Coast, where he still holds a blue majority in Washington, Oregon, and California. Failed miserably, by the way, in Nevada. Failed miserably. Unenforceable. Can't do anything about it. Wasted $20 million. Good for him. But these cases, when you've still got these pockets of dopiness that are wanting to ban guns, as they are in Washington right now, these things are going to be sued. These are going to go to court. That's why Neil Gorsuch is so important at the court. It's why Everytown wrote the email I read you. They can't handle him there. They know that with him as a justice, their goal is done for generations. Because Trump's going to have at least another two picks. What was 5-4 for most of your lifetime, frankly, is going to be 6-3 and eventually 7-2, and they know it. So I want to talk with you a little bit briefly here in this one, what's left of this segment, about Washington. I want to talk to you with, well, I want to introduce Will Parks. Will Parks is a member of GOAL, Gun Owners Action League, in Washington State. Now, you've heard Alan Gottlieb and I talk about these things and these upcoming, you know, proposed bans. We are going to continue to do that. And after this segment with Will Parks, we're going to continue the discussion with the great Dave Workman for a segment, who's going to further what we're going to talk about now. But I want you to hold on to that thought in segment one as to why they're so paranoid when it comes to the Supreme Court and why they ought to be. Will, welcome to the program. How you doing, my friend?
Mark, thanks for having me on. I'm a big supporter of GOAL Washington, and I'm also a member of USCCA and a endowment member of the NRA, and also a lifetime member of Gun Owners of America. So I've got it covered.
Well, you do, and you're also a great sponsor of Armed American Radio, of Adventure Dynamics out there on the West Coast in Spokane, and we really appreciate that, KSPN, as a matter of fact. But because this time flies so fast, and we've got you for this one segment before we move to Dave Workman, tell us what GOAL's concerns are. What are your concerns? What's going on, Will?
Well, in this legislative session, we've had a reintroduction of an assault weapon ban, so-called assault weapon ban, and in both the House and the Senate. And something new, two things new. One is that both of these bills, all three of the bills, including the one I was going to mention, the assault weapon background check scheme, is being muscled by our attorney general. Instead of enforcing the laws, he's wanting to make more laws here in Washington State, and he's targeted our lawful gun owners. And as far as I know, this background check is kind of different. It calls for a yearly background check with fingerprinting and getting a license, basically, to continue to own your modern sporting firearms and normal magazines, normal capacity magazines. And you would have to have this license that is renewed every year. It is very intrusive, and you can imagine the implications of a yearly, yearly license. Now, the two other bills, 1134 and 5050, are just outright prohibiting the further sales of normal capacity magazines and modern sporting rifles in the state upon the date of implementation. They snuck in this background check thinking that people might fall for it.
Yeah, and people will fall for it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Here's what, let me ask you a question, though. And again, I'm going to be a little sarcastic here, not towards you, but I didn't realize attorneys general made law.
Well, he got legislators to write the law, basically, and submit them. But he is he came out in September saying that he was going to make sure that these bills were in place, and then he's gotten some name recognition the last few days because he filed a lawsuit against our president and the administration over this non-Muslim ban.
Right. Now, you see, this is why, well, it's important that we have this conversation. It's why I have Dave Workman coming on. Now, as you know, there is a hearing in Washington tomorrow, I believe, in Olympia. Dave is going to be at the hearing, and we're going to be able to follow up. The reason this is so important, I'm talking to you, listener, right now, is because what Will has to go through out there and what law-abiding, responsibly armed Americans in Washington State are faced with right now is what they want for you. Now, let me make this very clear. They're not going to get it. That's why I read you the email at the top of the hour and why I will continue to talk about these things for you as we move forward. Because we won. They lost. They're desperate. They're scared. You're witnessing the dying breaths. The head of the snake has been cut off. The problem is, there are people like Will, millions of you in Washington, you're listening on a number of stations in Washington State right now, and to the Monster broadcast, frankly, who are affected by these. These are going to wind up in court, Will, which is why, and thank goodness you have the great Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation and Dave and the CCRKBA based right there in Bellevue, okay, who experiences this garbage firsthand and helps and works with not just GOL, but also OFF, Oregon Firearms Federation, and does work, of course, with Cal Guns and others in the state of California. The fact of the matter is you have to stay up on top of these things while the rest of America is taking a breather, and that's why I wanted to bring you on today and get that information out. Now, we're going to continue to follow this, Will, okay? This segment is over. I told you time flies. It really does.
Sure.
And I apologize for that.
Mark,
but I'm glad you brought it up. Go ahead. We've got 20 seconds.
One last thing is that what's also really egregious about both of these bills is that they call for Class C felony charges and convictions. Class
Correct.
C felony for owning and using lawfully what you already have.
That's exactly what Alan Corwin likes to remind us. They can't take away from you what you already own. No man has or possesses the moral authority to do so. Will Parks, thank you very much, brother. I appreciate it very much. I appreciate you being here and for fighting the fight out there. We'll stay in touch. Make sure to tune into the next segment with the great Dave Workman. Back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, signs are ineffective. Those no-gun signs. Gun-free zone school. That's about as effective as the one that says this high school is a drug-free zone. Yeah, okay. There's a sign on the studio door that says, no food or drink in studio. Hold on. I drink some of my ice water here. All right, let's go to my next guest, a good friend. Someone who's got the finger on the pulse like very few do. Dave Workman out there in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, working out of and with the Second Amendment Foundation offices and the Gun Mag and everything else that you do. How you doing, brother? It's great to have you here.
No, I'm fine, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I appreciate you being able to jump on short notice. You know, I was telling you during our phone call before you agreed to come on, I was telling you that Will was calling in and Adventure Dynamics, and he's a great sponsor of Armed American Radio, and he's a member of all the right organizations, big fan of yours, based out in Washington, and a member of GOL. You do a lot of work with GOL, Gun Owners Action League, right?
Well, I report about what they're up to. You know, it's just what I do. I'm a journalist.
Right.
Guns are my beat. And, of course, based here in Washington State, you know, I pay attention to what goes on with GOL, and particularly in Olympia. And right now the legislature's in session. And Goal has been alerting people about various bills coming up. And actually tomorrow afternoon, there is a legislative hearing before the House Judiciary Committee out here on a couple of bills, one of them dealing with licensing and registration of so-called assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and the other one a so-called safe storage bill. Where the state just decides to micromanage how gun owners conduct their affairs inside their own homes.
You know, that right there is just the way you put that. You know, let me remind you this. I was talking to a member of the Australian Parliament, Dave, at SHOT Show, as a guest on the show, and this guy very succinctly put it, right? I've had to give up my guns to my government three times. And I said, whoa, 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 say that again. I've had to give up my guns to my government three times. And I wanted people to hear that because we read about it, right? Or I quote it. We don't hear it from the guy who's actually in the parliament that's actually had to do it under threat of going to prison. And he's had to do it three times. And what you just said is right along those lines, that the government is telling you how to act in your own home. Now, the rest of America, I believe, of course, under Donald Trump, is blowing right past that ideology, blowing right past it, and they're just simply going to be left behind. California, there's no greater example than California, and the remnants of groups like Everytown and everything else. Obviously, we have to keep our eyes on them because they're not going anywhere, and Bloomberg got billions of dollars to throw at them. But they're using your state as a petri dish. And they're using California and Oregon as a petri dish, and real people like you and Will live there. And, you know, all I can say is thank God the Second Amendment Foundation is based there and you can go to these hearings. Do you think I'm right when I said that the reason that the Supreme Court case or a pick of Gorsuch was so important and why Everytown is going so crazy is because things like this, that this petri dish growth out in Washington, are going to wind up in the courts?
Well, yeah, I think you're spot on that. And let's do a little bit of a history here in the few minutes that we've got. Back in 2014, the Bloomberg Group, Everytown for Gun Safety, dumped about $1 million into a campaign out here started by the Alliance for Gun Responsibility, which is the Association for Gun Control, based in Seattle. They passed a citizen initiative on so-called universal background checks. The premise for this and the promise for this was that it would help reduce gun violence. Well, it's nonsense. I can't find a single instance where this new legislation has prevented a single violent crime. In fact, there have been a couple of real high-profile violent crimes committed in last year that they didn't prevent. You know, this bill didn't prevent anything. So, but they learned from this stuff. They mounted a similar initiative down in Nevada, using what they learned in Washington State, and they passed it there. They failed in Maine, and now there's an effort legislatively, at least that's how these things usually start, down in the state of New Mexico. So people have to really pay attention to what's going on with this legislation and don't get caught asleep at the wheel. Just because you think that your problems as a gun owner are over with because Donald Trump got elected, if you believe that, you are nuts. You're lying to yourself. These people are active. They've got a boatload of money to spend on this stuff. And you know, as Mark, as you know, thanks to the communications age, if you've got a couple of $1 million, you can buy an election.
Well, we've watched it happen on national level. We saw it come very close on the last national election, $1 billion spent on that. And we've witnessed it, you've witnessed it, and are now living with the results of the ramifications of it in Washington. No doubt about it. Bloomberg's money bought the ballot initiative, bought the vote, with very misleading questions. And that's why complacency, and I don't want to, you know, look, yes, we won. Yes, we did. We won a huge victory. Huge victory. We did. Okay? And gun control at the federal level, and as I like to call it, the institutional level, for the most part, is dead. It has been for a couple of years, but not when it comes to the individual states. And if we start to get complacent, Dave, like you just said, all of a sudden we wake up again, and here's that visual from yesterday, our pants are around our ankles, and we find ourselves in the same boat we were in with eight more years of Obama garbage. What's this
well,
face?
The interesting thing about this is that the Second Amendment Foundation and at times the National Rifle Association and other gun rights groups and especially the Second Amendment Foundation get in there and they challenge these laws. The NRA
right.
is good about lobbying in state legislature. You know, they're the best there is. The Second Amendment Foundation, their forte is lawsuits. But why should we even go there? I think the nomination of Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court, and you know, he's got to be confirmed still, but the nomination, as you've sagely pointed out, has just driven the anti-gun people absolutely bonkers. They're already out. In fact, I saw an email earlier today from the Every Town for Gun Safety.
Yeah, I read it in the first segment.
Yeah. So your listeners know about this email. These guys are pulling out all the stops to demonize this man. From what I understand, reading about some of his activities in the court and some of the decisions he's written, and you know, he's a good and decent man. He's an originalist, which means that
that's right.
He's not an activist judge. He's going to he considers the Constitution to be a legal document that you got to live by. He doesn't think that he can change that just from the bench. And, you know, we've seen way too little of that over the last 50 years. You know, Antonin Scalia, Clarence Thomas, you know, those guys have really set the legal world back a few paces where it actually belongs by not being activists, by raising the right issues. And, you know, let's hope that Gorsuch gets confirmed. And, you know, that sends a shot across the bow of these gun control guys that, yeah, go ahead, you pass some laws, we're going to be here to fight you, and we're going to fight you in court, and if we have to, we'll fight it all the way to the Supreme Court. When we get there, you're going to get stomped on, hopefully.
And that's why that's why that email was so desperate from that side. Dave Workman, thank you, brother, appreciate it. Perfect timing. Words of wisdom to live by, as always. Gun Mag, you can read Dave Workman. Just go to Dave Workman and Google him. Check him out at Liberty Park Press, Second Amendment Foundation. I'll be right back after this with some analysis.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of the squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Okay. Welcome back to the USCCA, Armed American Radio, Daily Defense Studios. Interesting program today, of course, because of the Supreme Court nominee laid out by Donald Trump yesterday. And it's huge. It's huge for gun owners. It's gigantic. It's ginormous. It's humongous. It's the real deal. You know, you go back not too distant past, as we talked about the Supreme Court and the importance of the Supreme Court, not just the Supreme Court, but even more important in most cases, the lower courts. Remember, you got to go through the lower courts to get to the Supreme Court. Right? Very important. Lifetime appointments on those federal benches. Lifetime appointments. Gorsuch is 49 years old. He's going to be around a while. Assuming the laws of the universe play out the way they should. You know, he's looking at, you know, 39 or 30 plus years on the Supreme Court. Hence why John Feinblatt's email I wanted to read to you. And you notice Dave Workman and I, we did not talk about this prior to. Go back and listen to the segment. He was unaware that I read you that email, but he referred to the same thing. So either great minds think alike or it was a coincidence. And I can tell you on this side of the fence, great minds think alike. We're not the only two that read that thing. So that's why I want you to get on these email lists. You read the same stuff we do. He writes columns about it. We talk about it together on the airwaves. But you can see this stuff in advance. It's right there for you. They are petrified. As they ought to be. All right, there's going to be a whole lot more about that. Coming up on the Monster Broadcast with Alan Gottlieb, we will no doubt be talking about Gorsuch. And there's a couple things I want to mention to you when we do that. We'll get into some details about what strict constructionist, originalist, what does this mean? Original intent. What does this mean? Why are the progressives up in arms over this? Because they shred the Constitution. They believe that that document, including the Bill of Rights, can be twisted to fit whatever political agenda du jour they determine. That's called legislating from the bench. That's where that comes from. So you heard Dave Workman talk about Scalia, and you heard him talk about Thomas. These are originalists. Strict constructionist. What does that mean? Defined loosely, it's someone whose interpretation of the Constitution is based on its literal meaning or its original intent of the framers, not the whims of the political agenda of some dopey, you know, whatever it is. Today it's progressives. Who knows what it will be tomorrow? What that means is that Gorsuch can be counted on to interpret the Constitution as it's written, shall not be infringed. To Gorsuch means just that. Shall not be infringed. We all know what that means. So, and I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to be confirmed. They can't stop him. Stop watching the news. Get your head out of it. You know, I got a little bit angry at that. I was watching Fox this morning. Juan Williams pops up. You know, he's the House liberal over there. I guess they have Bob Beckel back now, too, another House liberal. But he pops up on all the shows during the day. Seriously? He pops up on the, you know, Outnumbered. He pops up on whatever. He pops up on the, then he pops up with Shepard Smith. He'll pop up on O'Reilly tonight. You know, he pop up on the Five. You know, so here you got to listen to this same crap. You know, it's like going to Taco Bell. Okay? It's Taco Bell news. It's the same freaking lousy ingredients in a different wrapper. In this case, it's just the name of the show. But it's still got a filling of the same kook. So this is why it's, that's why I tell you, get your head out of your media. Stop watching this stuff, okay? Just quit doing it. It's not healthy anymore. We'll keep you informed on the things you need to know about, and we won't overindulge you. You need that for your own mental sake, okay? All right. Here's one for you. How many times have we talked about flying with firearms on this program together? Yeah, right? I know. I wish I had my dollar back for every time we've talked about it, too. You know who Sebastian Gorka is? He's the guy that makes the rounds on Fox News. He's got the accent, the beard, you know, the goatee, wrote his little book, security advisor, part of Trump's team. I like the guy. I love his wit. I think he's very good. But just like everybody else, I mean, you know, the Fox must fly him to New York, and then to get their money's worth, they stick him on 10 shows during the day. There's your Taco Bell news again. Just a different wrapper. Same crap all day, just a different wrapper. Point being is, apparently he got popped at the airport with a firearm when he went through security. Yep, he did last year. He's now facing misdemeanor charges. He basically pleaded no contender. They got enough to get me. It's a misdemeanor where he got popped. It was in Virginia. So I'm going to assume that was at Dulles. And you wonder how's that happen with a guy like that? How does that happen? So I'm going to remind you again, using his example, not to be that bonehead. If you have questions about how to fly with a firearm, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I've given you many, many tips on these things. I'll give it to you now. Never, ever, 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 ever take a carry-on bag that you use for any type of firearm or range work. Any, none. Don't use the same backpack. You're going to wind up with a spent round in there somewhere. You're going to wind up with a magazine in there you can't find in a nook and cranny. You might even wind up with a firearm in there. And given the LCRs, the TCPs, the NAAs, it can happen. Step number one, never. Have a separate bag for travel. Have a separate bag for the range. Never intertwine the two, ever. Number two, check your damn body before you get out of your car. If you're driving to the airport, don't strap your firearm on your hip. Put it in the console. Put it in a lockbox. Wherever it is you keep it, safely secured in your vehicle. If you need it on the way to the airport, it'll be there for you. Check your body. It's not that difficult. Don't be that bonehead. I don't want to have to talk about you. I don't want to have to be the guy to do it. Because if you do, I'm going to. I travel a lot. I carry a gun everywhere I go. Sometimes two. I have two guns on me right now. I have a Glock 43 and I have a North American Arms Sidewinder. Both of them on me right now. There ain't no way in hell I'm not going to know I have them on me if I have to go to the airport today. Because if I have to go to the airport today, they're not on my hip. You want to fly with your firearm, which I hope you do, because you should. You check your bag. If you need to know how to do that, we don't have time to go into it right now. mark@armedamericanradio.org. I will never, ever, ever let up on this with you. Never. It is too important. Too many of you have firearms. Too many of you need to know these things. Understand. Now, I wanted to play today a clip from Kevin Michalowski, managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, Into the Fray video, but I didn't have time. I was able to bring Dave Workman in, so it pushed us up. We'll talk about it tomorrow. But close quarters, fighting, the new Into the Fray video is excellent, and I want to combine that with my topic for tomorrow, should you carry with a round in the chamber, because they go hand in hand, and I've got some great audio to play for you tomorrow. So tomorrow, right here in these Armed American Radio, USCCA Daily Defense Studios, we're going to get up and do it all again because we can. Until then, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Why would you ever do that? Don't be that person. See you on the radio tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.